Today on the program. Well, thank you, but I find your evilness extremely annoying. It's Kung Fu Panda 2. Welcome to the Rewatch Party. I'm your host, Nick. Joining me today is the hungry panda to my radish box, Anthony.
I can't believe you told everybody we call it a radish box.
just munching
away on them radishes.
I found you abandoned in there and you ate your way back out.
All the way to the greens. That's how far I went on that radish.
All the way to the greens.
Oh my goodness. That's what it's like here. Listeners, also here in person.
Yeah, for a change.
Elise.
Hey, guys. Yeah. How you doing?
You're not conducting the shit show from the internet
today. I'm not conducting anything from anywhere except right here today.
Yeah, we're just here.
In the flesh.
We're here.
In the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
Yeah, thanks. I was here for producer Brandon's wedding.
Yeah.
It was a glorious day.
It was a very nice wedding.
Cheers to the bride and groom.
Congrats. Today we are talking about Kung Fu Panda 2 from 2011, directed by Jennifer Hugh Nelson, who also gave us Kung Fu Panda 3 and some Spawn cartoons. Pretty eclectic, I guess. It's sort of like George Miller going from Mad Max to Happy Feet.
That seemed like a natural progression.
Yeah, that seems totally legit.
And then Babe 2, Pig in the City, then back to Mad Max.
Well, yeah, if you don't complete the Babe circle, you can't go back to the wreckage.
We're all still waiting for the trilogy. We got to complete the Babe story arc.
Is it a trilogy for real?
No.
I thought he got eaten in the last one.
I didn't watch either of them.
Is this an old yeller? Are you old yellering me? Don't tell me that Babe died. Did Babe die?
I've never seen the movie.
Oh, okay.
I'm just making assumptions. That's what pigs do.
It is what pigs do.
Mm.
Delicious ass pigs. If they didn't want to die, they shouldn't be so delicious.
Yeah. Oh, man. Remember The Simpsons where Lisa announces she's vegetarian? And Homer's like, what about bacon? No, that's an animal. What about ham? That's also a pig. What about pork sausage? Sure, Lisa, there's some magical animal that makes all these delicious foods. Anyway.
You know.
Yay, pigs. All right, so we open up the
do you want some numbers?
Oh yeah, you got numbers for us?
Yeah, it's the movie's 1 hour and 30 minutes.
Okay.
They had a budget of $150 million estimated.
Jesus.
Opening weekend in the U.S. and Canada, they made $46.6 million. Worldwide gross $665 million.
Good lord.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder they made more of them. Has anybody seen the fourth one yet?
Nope.
I'm actually, I think on my way home, Melanie and the kids are going to meet me, and we're going to go see the fourth one today.
In Bastrop?
Yeah. Yep.
Nice.
The old film alley.
All right.
Easter Panda. Panda Easter weekend thing.
Easter Panda-ing.
Yeah.
Panda Easter.
Whoa.
Panda
that's
Jesus
a movie.
Came back on this day. It's also Easter on recording day here, so.
Yeah.
Giving that away.
Don't give our secrets away.
Yeah. Well, now you know how the sausage is made.
Ew,
listeners.
More bacon.
And you ground up meat and you put it into a sleeve. Slap a podcast logo on it.
Merchandising.
So we open up the DreamWorks logo has been altered. Instead of a stupid little kid fishing, we get Oogway fishing. So after he disappeared into the ether in the first movie, he apparently went to the moon.
Right. In the third movie, he makes his return from the realm.
Oh, he Jesuses?
He doesn't come back to the living realm, but he
force
makes
ghosts?
His appearance from the whatever the realm is in the third one. I do remember that.
Is he? Yeah, so is it like a force ghost or is it
realm?
Like a alligator Abraham Lincoln at the end of Happy Gilmore type of situation?
Not like that.
No
that More would active. Be terrifying in a kid's movie.
All of a sudden, there's an alligator and an Abraham Lincoln just waving at you. That's nice and cheerful.
Yeah.
There's an alligator in this movie.
There
that's
is.
True.
Probably the most successful movie that Alligator's ever been in.
Probably.
Hey, I mean, probably, but...
You don't have to actually say it out loud.
Yeah.
Don't disparage. It's a crocodile. It's Master Croc, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not an alligator.
Right, because he'll see after a while.
That's right.
Not later.
That's
not
so
later.
Stupid.
I know, we've made that joke at least once an episode, and I love it every time. So... we get a fun opening animation in a different style again. Like the first one was more like tried to look like an anime. And this one does a bit, but it's like the hand-drawn as opposed to the CGI.
Yeah, it's more like that cartoony, like bubbly anime kind of style where you got like the bubble eyes and everybody's just like cute.
It feels very like Powerpuff Girl type of animation. But it's, you know, this time it's the story of the peacocks that ruled Gongmen City. And they brought all the joy and prosperity to the city because they invented fireworks.
Yay, fireworks!
That's the main industry, apparently, of Gongmen City.
Well, I mean, if you're going to have one, it seems pretty lucrative.
Apparently.
I mean, spoiler alert.
But Lord Shen saw a darker power in the fireworks.
As per usual, somebody didn't invent something in science for good, and then some fucker comes by.
This stuff explodes? Say, I have an idea. We could do dangerous shit with this. And every frog in Gongmen City puckers up. So, oh, no.
Want to shoot fireballs at it?
Yeah, and Joe Dirt's like, you mean to tell me you're going to stand here having the main industry of fireworks? And you ain't got no whizzling Dixies or no butt slappers or what? I don't know what they're all. I don't remember the whole list you let rattle. Anyway, so the soothsayer, which is a terrible name for a character, soothsayer.
Well, I mean, it's more a title. It's what she does.
Not really. I mean, fortune teller, but
be a great band name, the soothsayers.
Soothsayer. Yeah, I could see them playing at ACL.
Only if you're playing hard funkadelic screamo rock.
I don't know.
I don't know how those would go together, but I'd listen.
Right.
But so nothing she ever says is very soothing. She could be a doomsayer.
She really should be. Well, maybe her specialty of searing is just dark.
And this is this is Michelle Yeoh.
Rules.
The great Michelle Yeoh. Yes.
Rules.
So she's like, hey, if he continues down this path, he will be defeated by a warrior in black and white. We get a, you know, yin yang. So, of course, he kills every panda.
That's just some bullshit.
Zebras were like, dodged a bullet there.
Yeah. She's got panda genocide.
I mean, talk about going to the extreme. I mean, a Hitler bunch?
Yeah. Little Hitler peacock.
Can you imagine if that thing had a little stash? I hate it. Why'd I say it?
He has beard, I guess.
Mm, yeah.
But so the parents were freaked out. They're like, holy crap, our kid's evil.
Yeah.
And so instead of like doing anything about it, they just banish him.
Yeah, you would think like...
You were banished from the land for murdering every panda in the world.
And yeah. Now, well, I mean, if you're a soothsayer enough to tell... a story of this is gonna go bad, you would think that, well, maybe we should also do a little proactive putting them on the right path.
Yeah, or straight to jail.
Oh, I mean,
be like, hey, you eradicated an entire species of animal, you know, just leave, as opposed to let's quarantine or do something about this mass murdering fuckhead.
No, I never thought I would hear you say that phrase when it comes to a Pixar movie.
Hey, they're the one that have had genocide in their kids' movie, all right?
Fair.
It was a rough start, yeah, but...
It starts dark.
It does start. So he's like, you know, he swears his revenge because the consequences of his own actions caused him to get kicked out of town.
I love that TikTok.
So now he's got a whole crew of wolves... just working in a cave, smelting.
Why do the wolves have long noses?
I don't know.
I had to literally ask. I'm like, what are those supposed to be? And somebody's like, they literally just said it. It's a wolf. I'm like, that's not a wolf. Wolves don't have long noses. What is going on?
Well, they don't walk on hind legs and talk either, so.
This is bullshit. This is where my reality was suspended.
I like they're just smelting, just smelting shit.
Maybe that's why the noses are long. They melted.
No, that's not it. They're wolves. They have long noses.
For all this smelling that they do. Smelling and smelting.
Better to smell you with.
That's right.
My dear. And then, you know.
Eating people.
Big ears.
Again, just dark.
So they're like, we need more metal. Well, go search the villages and find more metal.
Same.
Just metal.
Just rage music coming in after them.
Yeah.
Oh, not that kind of metal?
Not that kind of metal.
Like I dad joked. A little bit.
Tried.
You tried.
Shed, of course, is voiced by the great Gary Oldman. So we got Gary Oldman up in here, back on the show after the Dark Knight trilogy and Fifth Element.
Yeah.
I'm sure
he's probably been in others, too. Yeah.
Yeah. I know he will be back a number of times, but...
He was in Hannibal. Or no.
He was in Hannibal. Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Playing Mitch McConnell.
We did that one, didn't we?
Yeah, remember we did
Mitch McConnell,
in honor of Ray Liotta.
Yeah.
So we cut to this temple, and now this was kind of a cute touch. All these kids running around have action figures of Poe, just like he had figures of the Five. So he's a celebrity now, and I like that. You can hear him training. Listen. And we cut in, and he's not training. He's trying to stuff 40 bean buns into his mouth. He gets to 38, and like, yeah, but if you really try, I bet you can hit 40. He's like, let's do it. And then he gets called by Shifu, so he spits them all out and runs off. And as he's leaving, he's like, save those for me. Ew, chewed up, saliva-covered, nasty bean buns.
I mean, it's his own. Mouth.
His own saliva. I really tried to make something about bean buns for your introduction.
Bean buns.
This is the bean to my buns, maybe.
Checks out.
Yeah.
Be bopping your bean bun. Bean bun bean.
Be bopping your bun bean?
That seems like a fun time.
Look what I can do.
Why is the bean in the buns?
Yeah.
That's where the boy bun beans are at. The boy beans, beans are in the buns.
What is happening to this episode? So, you know, we all talk about inner peace, and Shifu has found inner peace, and he catches a water droplet and like dances around with it and places it gently on a leaf, and it's great.
It's good kung fuing.
You know, everybody has to find their way for inner peace. Some guys meditate in caves like this for decades. Some find it through pain and suffering, as I did. You know, the day you were picked to be the Dragon Warrior was the worst day of my life. It's like, whoa, okay, that's mean. I mean, I was miserable. I hated everything about it. You are the worst person. And he's like, okay, I get it. I get it. Okay. Really laying into him. For someone who found inner peace, kind of a judgy little prick.
Well, now that he has inner peace, he knows it all. I mean, we just celebrated your B-Day. You're supposed to.
Right. But I'm saying it seems counterproductive, like I have inner peace and I'm one with the universe, and also you're a piece of shit, and the day you came into my life is the worst day I've ever had.
I think the inner peace is kind of coming to terms with your assholeness and embracing it.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
I just need to
accepting you. Accepting yourself as you are. Oh no. I don't think I can do that.
Accepting yourself as yourself. So anyway, once you realize the problem was actually me and not you, I could harness the energy of the universe. Like, well, that sounds way more awesome than just carrying around water droplets. Let's see some shit. But we don't see any shit.
No. Shifu doesn't play near as much a part in this movie as he does in the first.
No.
He's kind of a bookend of it, right?
He'll be back, but this is pretty much.
This is it's truly just the panda.
And
the gang. Panda and the boys. So suddenly Tigress comes up. It's like, hey, these bandits are attacking the musician village. It's like a specific musician village. I like that. So we'll tell them to start playing action music because it's on. And then, you know, all six of them leap into action. And nice little scene. Good. You know, they're utilizing each other like X-Men. You know, or like
a lot of throwing around of each other. And
yeah, Crane helps Poe not fall all over the place. And
it's like John Wick's gung fu, but with each other. Instead of throwing a gun at a face, I'm going to throw a panda at you.
That's not where I would have gone with it, but I think the X-Men thing was good.
Literally, Colossus would hurl Wolverine at people, and that's kind of what they were doing here.
That's true.
But you could also John Wick throw a gun.
Yeah.
I'm sure if they had guns, they would have done that here.
Well, I'm just saying that, like, it worked in my head.
Okay. Well, I'm glad it worked somewhere. But I suppose about to stop a guy with a mallet, you know, some dude just swinging around this giant ass freaking sledge. And he's, oh, I got this, guys. Don't worry. Oh, and then he sees, like, the symbol on the mallet that gives him, like, some crazy flashback. And he, like, stops dead in his tracks and then gets
hit in the face with a mallet. Yeah.
That had to hurt.
Yeah. You know, they're just taking all this random metal. And there's, like, a metal barrel that had a pig in it. They had to save the pig. And that was, you know, more good teamwork there. But the bandits make it. And make their escape with all this metal that they just stole. I just like it. It's just so vague. It's not like anything specific. We just need
metal.
Just metal. Just general metal. So we get back to Dad's noodle shop. Now also serves tofu, which is a nice little
callback. Nice
callback to the first one. So he's like, "Hey, I need to know about my past." You know, it's like, "Well, son, you were adopted." He's like,
"What?
Yeah, figured that. I mean, look at us.
What? A goose can't have a panda?
We talked about this.
We can't. No?
Goose and panda pussy.
Yeah. Remember? I'm just saying. Could you imagine if a panda had wings?
Goose and his bean bun. Gross. So, anyways, like, I was just out, you know, getting veggies for my soups and my noodles and I saw this box of radishes, and there you were in there, and I was going to just leave you, but...
Talk about a cute baby panda, though. Yeah,
cute baby panda was pretty cute. And then he just starts eating all these radishes, and the guy's like, "Well, I guess I'm not putting radishes in my soup anymore, you dick."
But he says, that's when I made the decision to stop putting radish in my soup.
Yeah.
And I was going to adopt keep you or whatever. And not put radishes in my soup anymore.
So... decided to raise you as my own, and there we go. There's your whole past. He's like, "No, that can't be it. There has to be more. There's like, there's something going on, you know, with my panda man emotions."
Yeah. He's like, "But I still have questions. How did I fit in this basket? Why didn't I like pants?
I love that.
Who am I?"
I love that his papa that kept the basket. That's just so sweet.
It's a nice little detail. So he's still, and he goes like, "Well, there was the time you..." Or there's more to the story, I think. "Well, there was a time you ate all my bamboo furniture." No.
It was imported.
Yeah. So we cut to another temple. And we got more people training. Shen shows up. Evil Peacock Shen just starts beating up all the guards and confronts the soothsayer. So, you know, he's talking shit to everybody because I'm going to take Gongmen City back. And they're like, you can't handle our kung fu. And he's like, "You're right, I can't. But this motherfucker can." Yeah. He opens this giant box and it's a...
Master Rhino came out with some fucking moves too. Like slinging a hammer and stuff. He's like, "You're no match for my kung fu."
And he's like, "You're right. But I have a giant fucking cannon." Yeah. Well, shit.
"Say hello to my little friend."
Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
now we know what all the metal was for.
Yeah.
So I you know, what you got in that box over there? And, you know, he says, "It's not Gwyneth Paltrow's head."
No.
It's a candle that smells like a bean bun. So
he goes, fucking bean buns.
"I've got you a little parting gift. You know, part of you over here, part of you over there." I was like, Jesus, this is a kid's movie.
I mean, it's clever.
It's like the Kurt Cobain joke.
Sometimes, oh, Jesus.
You know, what color were Kurt Cobain's eyes? Blue. One blue this way, one blue.
Your dad joke wasn't as bad as I was thinking earlier, at least.
Bean buns. Okay, so... yeah. So when he opens the box, big old cannon, Shifu's like... Shifu's talking to them. It's like, "Hey, look out for this peacock. You know, he's got this super weapon, and you got to look out and destroy the weapon before he takes over the world."
He's out peacocking.
Yeah, he's like, "You guys remember Master Rhino? Like, the whatever, you know, son of Flying Rhino?" And I was like, "Yeah, he's dead." Like, oh. Like, this peacock has a weapon that will destroy Kung Fu. And Po's like, "But I just got Kung Fu."
I love that. I think literally four times watching this movie, I looked at Anthony. I'm like, "Are you Poe?
No, I wish.
Do you secretly have kung fu skills?
Do you have kung fu?
Maybe. I mean, he picked it up pretty quick.
That's true.
Just get this man a bean bun.
You need to eat a bunch of bean buns and have a snow leopard fight.
We'll start with the bean buns.
we'll get to leopards later. Work our way up to the leopards. So, you know, he's like, okay, so you got to go destroy this weapon. Remember the whole thing about inner peace and keeping your peace. And his dad just like gives him a nice care package, you know, a bunch of food, pictures, and your action figures. He's like, oh my God, Dad, that's so embarrassing. This fact, Furious
you
5.
You got to scratch it, Tigress.
Yeah. You're like, you're really keeping the action figures of, I mean, you're part of the gang now. Isn't this weird?
No.
It's weird.
It's an homage.
I guess, but I mean, I'm pretty sure when you guys joined the podcast, I made you get rid of your action figures of me.
Yeah, well, I guess it was only fair because you had all of those cutouts of me and Anthony all over the place, and we're like, you're going to have to take those down. So fair is fair.
Mine was not an action figure. It was a sex robot.
Yeah, my concessions were made.
Probably better than the real thing. So I like, you know, he's talking to his dad about all this. Like, I have to go save Kung Fu. Otherwise, what am I? He's like, well, I mean, you're still my son, right? No answer, just walks off. And the dad's like, it's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Noodles.
Yeah, fine. Fuck me then, I guess. So, you know, lots of traveling jokes as they're out trying to find Shen, and he's, you know, training and making more general metal weapons and fireworks. And, you know, the long, arduous journey here. Poe has dreams of his parents, but they've replaced him with a radish. A lot of radish imagery.
He does better kung fu.
Yeah, well, the image was fresh in his head that he came out of a radish box, so I'll give him that.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, but, a little subconscious.
In his dream, yeah, he gets his ass kicked by a fighting radish, right?
Yeah.
And
that's awful.
He sees that symbol again and wakes up, and, you know, so he goes outside to work on his inner peace and just keeps anger punching the mast of this boat that they're on.
Felt like that was very you.
Like, everybody on this little boat is asleep, and he's out there yelling and hitting his head on the mat. I'm like, dude, you're going to wake everybody up.
And he does. Tigress comes out and is like, basically pulls a Bolo Young's, like, you know, masked, not hit back.
Yeah.
And so then she tries to train with him, and apparently she's so hardcore that he can't even punch her hand because it hurts his hands.
Yeah, she does hard style. So she punched a whatever kind of tree a million times or whatever. So,
to toughen her hands up.
To toughen her hands.
Yeah. And so now we're talking about his dad, and, you know, I want to be tough like you and not feel anything. And she's about to say, I feel stuff. Like, she's about to actually say something when the rest of the five shows up. So we almost had like an inkling of Tigress emotions, but got interrupted. So she gets to maintain her tough demeanor.
Right.
So there's a great joke here for Mantis. Like, I never knew my dad. Probably because mom ate him before I was born.
I love that. You know, he embraces it.
Yeah. So we finally get to Gongmen City, and Shen has taken back his father's throne. He's like, yes, it's the throne, and then just chucks it out the window. Like, fuck that throne. And puts this giant cannon in its place.
Yeah. Fuck that chair in particular.
Yeah. And so now he's like, hey, soothsayer, tell me my fortune. Future. I was going to say future. She like interrupts with it. You want to know your fortune? No, tell me future. Tell me what glory awaits. And she says, you will find yourself at the bottom of the stairs. I see pain and anger.
He's like, if you stay on your current path, you will find yourself at the bottom of the stairs. Because he's walking down the stairs.
Yeah. And then I see pain and anger followed by denial. And just all the things. Like, he hurts himself. And so
she plucks one of his feathers and then tears a little piece of his robe off, and he's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You're just saying what's happening.
So that's not really a future or, you know, a fortune you're telling. So she does show him some future. Again, the warrior of black and white, nothing has changed. Your destiny is still the same. And so his goon comes in, it's like, hey, we got all this metal from that musician village, but there was a giant fighting panda.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, shit, I missed one.
He fought like a demon, big and furry, soft and squishy. kind of plush and cuddly. this wolf is Danny McBride, too.
So. Oh, yeah. Yes. Probably the cleanest he's ever been. I wonder how many times they had to... No. This is a kid's movie, Dan. You can't say any of that.
Reel it in, buddy.
Yeah. So, you know, okay, I missed one panda. Shit. Bring him here. So I got to kill him so I don't, you know, I don't die. And what the soothsayer, he tells the soothsayer, one panda being alive does not make you right. And she goes, no, being right makes me right. Well, then I will kill him and I'll make you wrong. I don't think that's going to happen, but
I kind of know things. Kind of my job.
I'm the soothsayer. So.
Just throwing it out there.
That's why they call me the goat. Greatest of all time.
You know, she's a...
That's how you tattoo.
Like a water bison.
No, that's definitely a goat.
It's a goat. She's got a beard.
So with the giant horns, I thought it was like a...
No. Like a... Yeah, no. Not that.
She goat.
But it's a she, so wouldn't it...
There's sheep, female goats, too. That's how they make baby goats.
But there would be sheep, not goats.
Goats.
There are female goats. Sheep are different.
Critters.
I thought it was like a cow-bull situation.
No.
Yeah. So we get back to the palace, and the wolves are everywhere, so they have to go stealth mode. So we don't, you know... I mean, you're
do with Kung Fu.
Yeah, but you're the Furious Six now, I guess, not five anymore.
Furious Five in the Dragon Warrior. So.
Yeah. Were you afraid of some random wolves? Shit, nah. You know, just kick their asses. You need to go stealth mode. But, of course, Poe is terrible. You know, he can't be stealthy if he tried. And they save a sheep. This one is a sheep, right?
He ends up in like one of those parade dragons.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the five join him like, stealth mode, huh? He goes, let's be honest. Not one of my stronger modes.
Yes. So they're all in this like parade dragon and they're eating. I mean, it's
almost like a video game. Like they're going around just like eating wolves and then shitting them out the back, like beating them up through the dragon and then shitting them out the back.
And then they do save a little sheep and bring him into the thing so he can, you know, tell them about, you're going to need the help of Masters Ox and Croc, but they're in prison right now. But if you get them out, you know, they could help stop Shen and save the day. So they have to make a break for it. They get spotted, right? And so they're just running around this giant. It is like Snake, the old phone game. Yeah. Snake kind of. So running around, snatching up veggies and hiding in barrels. But they do finally get into the prison, and what does Mantis do here? He gets him into the prison? That's not a very good note-taking. Mantis badassery.
Oh.
I mean, that sums up Mantis.
It's like a little barrel or whatever, and he jumped out and beat up the two guards that were in front of the prison.
So, yeah, he gets them in there. They find Croc and Ox, but they refuse to leave their cell. They're like, if we do, then Shen will use his weapon on everyone. So... by not going out there, then he won't blow everybody away.
And this is the most cohesive that Jean-Claude Van Damme has ever been.
I mean, I feel that he was pretty underutilized. He didn't have much of
He didn't have a whole lot of lines.
I think there was a reason for that.
And then the guy that played Master Ox or whatever, he was the dude that does the Allstate commercials with a really deep voice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't remember his name.
You're in good hands with Master Ox. So so we're saving the city by not being in the city. In fact, they even get them out of the cell and they just walk into another cell and lock themselves back in.
Yeah, there's like a whole fight with them trying to stay in the cell.
Yeah. And just by staying out of the way, you know, we won't kill everybody. So they move into another one. Kung Fu is dead and Poe doesn't like, you know, again, like he said, I just got it.
I like so, it. Like, you can pick it up at the store.
Yeah. can you go stock up? We're almost out of Kung Fu. Yeah. Need a little more. So
it's a pantry staple.
We also get a knockoff style cart chase.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Oh, yeah. Very, very much a knockout.
Although this one is more believable.
And I even mentioned that when watching it. I'm like, look, knockout.
Knockoff. Yeah.
Knockoff.
So we chainsaw on the main guard, and, you know, they. fighting and taking out the guards and stuff. And like he lands on this guard and says, next time you fight a panda, you better bring a whole, a whole gang. He's about to say, but then all of a sudden there is the entire gang of wolves.
Oh, like shit. Shooting, pointing arrow bows at him and stuff. I did like how when they first saw that wolf, like, hey, that's the guy that hit you with in the face or whatever. And he's like, I don't like that guy.
So he immediately surrenders. He says he's got a plan. And we go back to Shen, who's still arguing with Soothsayer. And, Poe's all about his plan until he sees Stairs. He's like, I'm much less confident in things now.
Sorry, I puked on the third floor.
My greatest nemesis. Stairs.
Yeah. Stairs are terrible. He's kind of crappy here. He's super dismissive of Shen. He's like, I don't even know anything about you. Mistakes the soothsayer for a man.
That is funny. When he gets up there, because it's like, this is a boom, boom. And it's like real intimidating. Like they're listening and Shen is like, what the hell's coming? But it was just one of the gorillas carrying Poe. He's like, thanks for that. I threw it somewhere on the third floor. You might want to get someone to clean that up. You got like an evil janitor or something. Shen was practicing what he's going to say, like, you know, meet you finally or whatever. He's just like, he just looks at Shen's like, what's up?
Shen starts and he's just, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mistakes the goat for a guy. For a guy.
There was then, a guy with a beard.
Beard. I'm still not sure if it's a guy.
Kung Fu's the weapon. He thinks he sees it. It's a tiny little model cannon at first. And he's like, oh, well, that ain't so bad. Here, I'll just use my Kung Fu. And then he sees the big one. He's like, oh, fuck.
Damn it.
So he's here to avenge Master Rhino and all the pots and pans that you stole.
Yeah, we're going to want those back.
Yeah. And so they're like, wait, that's it? You don't have any idea what you're actually here to avenge? He's like, no, just Master Ox and the pots and pans you stole. What else?
I'm sure you did a bunch of other evil stuff too.
Yeah.
So there's a big moment here when they keep trying to light the cannon and Mantis keeps swiping out the flame.
Chuckles every time. Yeah. I'm such a 2-year-old. I'm like, that's awesome.
Nice little thing. But there's a decoy Mantis in a cage.
It's the action figure because he brought the action figure with him.
Yeah. So
that was his plan.
He broke his action figure. I just realized that. That has to be devastating. They can't be easy to find.
It wasn't broke. It just moved its head a little bit. So you could see that it was not, in fact, Mantis.
Oh, I thought it was breaking. I was going to be like, oh, no. He's got to find another Mantis.
I mean,
with again, battle damage.
He lives with them now. He doesn't need... I don't think he needs the action figures anymore, but I don't know. Viper was picking the locks, and then, you know, they're fucking up the cannon and doing stuff. And Poe, again, his master move is just to land on people. He's a giant-ass panda, so he lands
on... That's my sister's fighting style, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she sat on you, fucker. Wow.
Okay, that sounds awful.
It was awful. I hated being the youngest.
Your sister can sit on me. It's fine.
Sorry, Chris.
So yeah, he lands on Shen and everything seems over until he sees, like, you know, Shen has he's peacocking and he sees that symbol on his tail again,
and then we figure it all out.
And, you know, so he goes into kind of catatonic mode and Shen's able to get away, and then, you know, more cannon stuff.
Apparently it was really hard to animate Shen.
That's what they're saying. They had to do like
it's like animating 6 characters with all the feathers.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't know much about animation, but I just figure like it just like drawing anything else.
That's kind of what I thought. And then when I saw that, I'm like, really? Why?
Yeah. Maybe you don't have a peacock then.
Quit peacocking all over the goddamn place.
Fly. Do peacocks even fly?
Yeah. Short distances.
They're like more glad. Yeah. But
yeah, I was doing the,
you're doing the thing. You were doing a thing. You were doing a bit.
So anyway,
why I went Canadian a bit.
a bit. So yeah, he gets away, more cannons, the building's falling over, everybody's trying to escape, and you know, he got the gang of wolves firing arrows and just a bunch of kung fuing. And I like the running up the side of a building as it's falling the other way, sort of like running up a collapsing building.
Yeah, they race to get down and they're like, oh, the only way out is to go back up. So yeah. Like they're running up the building.
And I'm like, this is actually probably where reality was suspended for me. Like, this is not how gravity works.
Right. Well, they're kung fu masters. I mean,
It's different for kung fu.
It's different when you're a kung fu master animal. And then they even Super Mario jumped to safety as the building collapses. And so, you know, Shen's like, all the wolves now, just all of the wolves here, and get more cannons and all this. So they end up back in prison again. And Ox is like, what happened? I thought you were going to stop Shen. You know, I wanted him to get away.
Yeah,
that was part of the plan.
Find out more of the plot.
Yeah. So, you know, they confront Pro, like, you and Shen, the Five's like, okay, something's going on between you and Shen. And this has obviously been a problem because it's twice now that you've just blanked out and lost your shit. So we need to figure this out. He can't answer because he doesn't know. So they're like, we're just going to leave you in prison because you're fucking liability at this point. So he does finally confess that Shen was there as part of my origin story.
Because Tigress just kind of beating his ass, like, yeah, anytime he tries to go. And then, yeah, he's like, he was there. He knows what happened or whatever.
So I need to find him and get the answers to whatever's going on. But they leave him behind.
There was the scene there with, like, Tigress, it looks like she's coming in to hit him again or whatever, and then just hugs him. And all the rest of the Five are like, what? Then she's like, you still have to stay or whatever because I can't watch my friend be killed. Aww. And then the Crane's like, maybe you can't watch me be killed too?
I probably would have said that.
Yeah, wait, what about the rest of us?
Yeah.
So now Soothsayer is talking to Shen. He's like, you destroyed your own home. Great. What the fuck's what's your plan now? He's like, all of China. Damn, dude, that escalated quickly.
I do like how he was like, what, the year of the peacock begins now. And the wolf was like, right now? Because it's the middle of the year. You only get like a half a year.
Is this I thought this was the horse. Are we a peacock? I don't know.
When did peacock become part of the mix?
I didn't know my Chinese calendar. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to destroy all of China now. This is a good line. The cup you seek to fill has no bottom. It's a great line.
Ooh, deep.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah. So bottomless even. So Shen, he feels slighted by his parents because, you know, they kicked him out. And again, you should have been put in jail. So.
I mean, I feel like a few steps should have happened between then and now.
Yeah. So, you know, Soothsayer's like, no, your parents really loved you. They did until you went evil. And he's like, well, you know, the dead lay in the past. I must tend to the future. Like, God, you are a heartless sack of shit, my man. You look.
Classic Gary Oldman.
Yeah. So we see all these wolves packing up the cannons and, you know, they're like, okay, fuck. If those weapons actually leave, China will fall. Get a vague, very vague plan here, but while they're trying to stop the weapons, Po sneaks into the mines from Temple of Doom to confront Shen.
And you wonder why I love Indiana Jones so much. It's just everywhere.
It is. Those first three are really good. So he finally confronts Shen. It's like, all right, I need you to tell me about that night. You got to tell me about my origin story. And, you know, he said, your parents abandoned you. You'd be dead if not for me. And so, you know, they're fighting through this whole conveyor belt.
Are you willing to die to find the truth? You bet I am. Though I'd prefer not to.
It's fair.
So, you know, he's always like, your parents didn't love you. They're, you know, arguing about parents and you know, all that. He shoots Panda in the gut, sends him flying. But luckily he's all fat and stuff and I guess can survive cannon blasts.
Yeah, because like the Five, they threw in a bunch of like gunpowder. They're going to blow up the whole building and all the weapons. But then they saw that Poe was there and they're like, oh shit, put it out. And then the whole fight and everything ensues. And then, yeah. Also, if you notice, right when the Poe gets hit with a cannon, he had a big pot in his hand from when he went around the conveyor thing. And so the cannon actually hit the pot in front of him. So he didn't take it directly to the belly.
Oh, no, I missed that.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen it a few times.
So he, you know, wakes up and the soothsayer's there tending to him, you know, bring back up memories and his childhood and talking about you know, Shen attacked and your parents actually protected you. And dad fought so that mother could take you away. And so he starts doing his moves, balances his own water droplet, and
yeah, through the pain or whatever.
Through the pain, he found his inner peace. So yeah, mother stashed you away for safety just before also getting attacked. So your parents were trying to save you. They didn't abandon you. Your story may not have a happy beginning, but who you started as and who you choose to be, you know, you can make your own ending, basically. And so big refresh going through the first movie and all of the journey of Poe so far. So now we get angry Poe now, and like he goes, I am Poe, and I'm going to need a hat.
It's a good line.
Jack Black is just perfect for this. He's great. So now the five are captured, and, you know, Shin's doing his evil guy talking shit. And once they see that I have you, China will bow to me. The streets march red with evil lanterns. And, you know, he's taken over. He's got his evil minions out, taking over all China now. Uh-huh. Or going to, I guess. And blowing up bridges and doing stuff. And they do see Poe on the rooftop in a nice hat. He did get his nice hat.
Yeah, he did.
He's got a hat. This is a great scene.
This is a great one.
Yeah, he's trying to talk and Shen can't hear him.
He's yelling. He's like, oh, I forget what he says.
It's
but
super hard, and he's going like motivational on speech for himself. I don't know.
Everybody on the boat's like, what's he saying?
What the fuck is he saying?
It's too far away.
He's too far. Way to intimidate.
And then what, he goes, hat throw a freedom or something like that. Like he's going to throw, he looks at the chain, pulls his hat off, and he throws the hat like it's going to break through the chain. And the hat just kind of flutters off to the side. Yeah. And then he covers his face like he's embarrassed. He's like, oh shit.
Yeah, like suddenly nobody's.
So
he should have John Cena it, and then he definitely wouldn't have been seen.
That's right. Always, any chance you can, always John Cena. So they, you know, start arming the cannons and he's trying to dodge his way, and he does get onto the ship here. And so now we got a boat fight. Pretty good boat fight. And Maxter, Ox, and Croc do arrive to save the day. When Croc jumps in, of course he lands in the splits.
Of course. Yeah. Them Croc bones just tight.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad they animated his butt to match his real butt. Yeah. That's very important.
I mean,
I'm sure he had to be like, I know that I'm playing a crocodile, but you must get my butt cheek.
Can you get rid of the tail?
He takes his edit into the...
Yeah, he does his own editing.
You cannot make out with Tigress.
He probably tried. So you know, he's like, hey, I thought you two weren't doing this. What's going on? He's like, well, your friend is very persuasive. And here comes Shifu running up. And
just bodies flying.
Yeah. Now we got all the masters here, and a huge, huge fight. You know, everybody just kung fu and all the. And he wants to. Shin's trying to fire. You know, hey, I got all these cannons. Why don't we? I don't know. Shoot them.
Yeah,
let's cannon some shit. And his wolf leader's like, no.
Well, they blocked the bridge. They blocked, used the boats to block the, so they couldn't get to the harbor. So Shin's like, just blast them. And he's like, our guys are down there.
Like, I don't give a shit. Have you met me?
Yeah. You noticed? I killed a whole freaking...
Yeah.
Animal group. Made them extinct.
Yeah, an entire animal group. And that's why now we have to have zookeepers force pandas to fuck. All because of Shin.
Right. You know.
Anyway, yeah. So he doesn't want to fire, and he's... But he shoots at Poe when Tigress jumps in the way.
Well, they end up because then Shin kills the wolf guy for not firing, and then fires, and then almost Tigress takes the blow this time. Hard style.
Anyway, they all end up in the water. Now Poe is just, now you're done pissed off the dragon warrior. You fucked with his friends. So
you fuck around, you find out.
Yeah, the five are all like just floating in the water.
And he's like, stuff. Sons of bitches.
Also, it's panda chains time. In this movie are so weak.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he threw an axe at it. I mean, when he freed the five.
I mean, what kind of axe was it, though?
The kick axe.
Kung fu axe. the axe just got kung fu
recently. Yeah. It was swung by the store.
Yeah, but so now he's got his inner peace, you know, so as they're blasting all these cannonballs at him, he's just like swatting them away, like doing
like
the water
he starts out
trick.
Like doing the whole like kung fu moves, and yeah, they blast it and he catches it. It's a great scene though, because this is one of my favorite parts of the movie, because when he makes the first one go, and then he's just staring at him all tough, and he holds his hand up and his hand is on fire. And then he looks over and he's like, ooh, and he starts running around waving his hand. He's surrounded by water, mind you, and he goes, whoa, and he puts his hand in his mouth to put the fire.
Do you think he burned his tongue?
Of course. Yeah, it's great. And so he's, you know, sending cannonballs back, and he's fucking everybody up, and it's Shen and the whole armada taken out. And he's like, how did you find inner peace? And, you know, after all, I pretty much have fucked you since childhood. Like,
literally Darth Vader'd your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he destroyed the one big cannon, and then Shin's just looking around like, what the fuck? And he climbs up there and he goes, how did you do that? I look as he goes, you know, keep your elbows up, shoulders loose. And he goes, no. How did you find inner peace?
How many times during this movie did I yell at the TV, just find your inner peace before this?
Do it already.
Anthony's looking at me like, he's like, will you just fucking watch the movie and stop talking?
Something about like, yeah, you definitely gave me a bad beginning, but all that matters is who you choose to be now, man. And look, I'm all good.
That's a good.
And so another big fight here. And just like the first one, I think the fight scenes are good. They're animated really well. And so I like that they've stuck with this is not like a jokey kind of movie. They're like respectfully paying homage to the kung fu genre. It's very nice. So the main cannon falls on Shen. But Poe survives, so now Shen is splattered, I guess. We don't see anything, of course, because it is a kid's movie, but he did.
Yeah. Well, and he did it to himself because, like, there's ropes holding this cannon up kind of in a position, and he keeps cutting through them trying to kill Poe. So, yeah, squished himself.
He went squish.
Hoisted by his own petard. I don't even know what a petard is or how you hoist it. But seeing as, I guess he unhoisted.
But seeing how events unfolded.
Yeah. So anyway, the gang's like, oh, yay, Poe saved the day. I guess that's why it's called Kung Fu Panda, not Kung Fu Furious 5. And, you know, everybody's all happy, and all the fireworks go off. They're happy fireworks, not
evil
fireworks.
Did you notice in the fireworks there was a peacock one?
I did not, but that makes sense.
That was the shape of a peacock.
No.
And then they went boop, 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 boop. So it dissipated. Blew up the peacock.
Blew up the peacock, yeah. So we get back to the noodle shop, and there's this animal Karen there being all pissed off, said, where's the dragon warrior? My son wants to meet the dragon. I was like, look, he's out fucking saving the world again. You know, I can't. I don't control the dragon warrior just because your shitty kid wants to meet him. Eat some tofu and shut up.
Yeah. I can't give out free tofu dessert without purchases, bitch. So buy something.
So we got the great James Hong just hamming it up, being great. He has a little meltdown about his son. Like, why you got to be so mean? You know, my son doesn't love me and left, and now you're giving me shit about it. And all of a sudden, he shows back up.
Aww.
It's like, oh, hey, Dad.
Hey, Dad.
I found inner peace, and I guess you're still my dad.
You know, it turns out all that, you know, adoption feelings that I had, I worked through them. Yeah. You're my dad.
And yeah, it was a nice emotional scene. Got a little bit dusty in my house. And I mean, it's a super obvious happy ending, but it's done really well. I think it was a good ending. And get back to some fun animation for end credits, and you know, all the figures flying across and cool little.
Yeah. And also, like, at the scene in the end, they showed him, like, because every time it goes to a memory, it's a different animation. But then the last one was, like, the actual, like, movie animation. Like, you remembered that part or whatever.
Yeah, it moved through the just your subconscious imagination into the real animation from memory from thought to memory.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, it was a nice little ending.
There we go. And that is the end of Shen and Kung Fu Panda 2.
It is.
So let's go around and give our thoughts and ratings and whatnot.
So if y'all remember, I had the controversial Kung Fu Panda 1 was not rewatchable for me. And Anthony stopped talking to me for like 2 weeks. I'm like, oh, wow. I hurt you.
He takes his panda seriously.
I know he is. But I like this one a lot better. You're right. This one is better for me. And without watching the first one, I would have missed out on a lot of the fun in the second one. So that's cool. this one's more rewatchable, but it's more like if I know somebody that hasn't seen it, I'll rewatch it, but I'm not like seeking it out to put it on. So I don't know what level of rewatchable that would be for me. A half-see?
I guess, yeah. Like a sure, why not?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of really good jokes in this one that I did enjoy. Don't be disappointed in me. Oh my gosh.
She's being more tactful with it this week because I'm in person and I could throttle her.
It's true. Jesus. He's not afraid to throw a punch. He's like, is it sexist if I don't punch you?
Isn't that Deadpool?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anthony, although I'm sure we know.
No, I love this movie. This is my favorite of all the Kung Fu Pandas. I haven't seen 4 yet, but like I said, I probably will remedy that today. But for whatever reason, this one is, I think it's hilarious. Got a lot of good jokes and funny and good fighting. So
good jokes and funny.
Right. And fighting. And yeah. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
And Van Damme.
Damn it.
Yeah, I like this one. I think I would say it's better than the first one. I think you already got the introduction out of the way, so we don't have to like deal with the whole build up or anything. We just get right into it. And I think there were more jokes in it. Maybe I just...
It was a lot quippier. I think they were allowed to be a little bit more quippy on this one because the first one went so well.
Probably. Yeah. Jack Black got to...
The green
strut
light.
...strut his stuff a little more in this one for sure. I'd say this is pretty rewatchable. I'm excited for baby girl to grow up a bit. We can watch pandas together. And I might even actually finish out the series. I might go ahead and see what 3 is all about.
Well, let me know what it's about.
I've got it if you want to borrow it.
I bet there's another animal that does evil shit, and
no.
Poe has to learn another lesson to defeat him.
Therese, I think
you're reaching,
if
dude.
I remember right, I really do. Like a water buffalo, but he comes from the other side, from the other realm. It's a good one. I mean,
other realms now?
The realm of the dead or whatever. That's how.
We went to Coco.
Uruguay gets
what
back
happened
involved.
Here?
Because he conquers all the maskers in the realm of the death or whatever, and then uses all their power to come back to the earth realm and has all their powers.
That's... Let me know how it is, Nick.
All right.
We also meet Poe's dad.
At the end of this movie, they show that the pandas, a chunk of them did survive, and they're in their own little panda grove hiding.
Yeah, so.
Oh,
that is sweet.
Panda grove. I'd hang out in panda grove.
It was cute because instead of having rice patties, they had bamboo patties. It was adorable because that's what they eat.
Yeah.
And bean balls, bean dough, bean buns. Bean buns.
Yeah, or anything, actually. If you go by Poe, they will eat anything. Yeah. So here we go. We got about 2.5 here.
I'll be like 2¾.
2¾, okay. Firming it up a little bit.
A little bit. I mean, we talked about the Panda Cove, kind of.
Well, yeah, once you bring up Panda Cove, that's got to add at least another half a star on there. Yeah. All right. If you like what you heard, you can find us on Twitter at The Rewatch Party. Find us on Facebook at The Rewatch Party. Email therewatchparty@gmail.com and tell us about your bean bun. How many can you fit in your mouth?
Do you think Jean-Claude Van Damme should have had more lines?
Always. Even when he's the main star of a movie, I think he should have more. It's the only critique of Bloodsport is he didn't talk enough.
I want to know what the listeners think, what animal
Nick
could
wants
be.
Books on tape read by Jean-Claude Van
Damme. Oh my God, yes. God.
That would be your sleeping gap.
What animals could what?
Beat Poe. If there's an animal that you think could beat Poe, I'm kind of curious what people think.
Could beat Poe?
Mm-hmm.
He's a dragon warrior.
He's a dragon warrior.
I'm just saying.
And now he's got Inner Peace. More lessons to come. That's three and four. We'll see.
I'm curious.
Yeah. All right. Well, email us what you think about all that. Don't forget about our sister show, the Tournament of Champions, wherein we rate and review the likability and fightability of characters from movies we review here. You can find us on our socials, where we put up polls where you determine who makes it into the tournament in the first place, and then separate polls where you, the listener, determine how those battles play out. So find us on Twitter and Facebook, because your votes do count.
They do.
Don't forget about the Rehorse Party merch line.
Merchandise. We're gonna
be on t-shirts and hats now, and coffee mugs. We got
bean buns. We'll slap a logo on.
Bean buns and kung fu axes.
Kung fu axes.
We have action figures.
We got Mantis action figures with their head broken.
Anthony action figures.
And official Nick Ryder sex dolls, apparently.
Yep.
So just let us know what you need, and
we'll slap a logo on it.
Slap a logo on it and send it your way. Join us next week as we celebrate my birthday by dropping a lady off a mountain and getting over it by punching John Lithgow in the face in Cliffhanger. Until then, I'm Nick with Anthony and Elise. Thanks for rewatching. Glad they animated his butt to match his real butt.